Texan leads that series 3-1 after losing game one in Vegas. Sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant. You know the place in the southwest quadrant of Manchester in 270. Serving Alaskan king crab legs, giant crab legs. These babies are at least a pound each. No cracking. They serve them sliced open, so all you do is dig a fork in and dip out the meat in a seasoned hot clarified butter. Harry and Stavro Karagiannis continue to make Surf and Sirloin the same amazing place to dine that it's been for 24 years. White tablecloth dining. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, it's Pinion's Playhouse, the third and final hour of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O. Pinion.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, beef jerky. Hello, everyone. This is Ray I. Taste test.
I'm here with Billy Smith, scenic guide, tour service, professional outdoorsman. Here you go, Billy. Try that.
This is good, man. I ain't got time to talk, man.
No, this is good. Very good.
Very good.
Mr. Jim Anderson, Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel. Jim, tell me what you think of this jerky.
That's excellent. First, it's tender, and you don't have to chew and gnaw on it all day long. Secondly, the spices are just right.
Brandon Butler, Executive Director of the Conservation Federation. Here we go. How's the taste test?
That's good.
Good?
That is really good. Oh, man, that's amazing. So I get to keep the bag, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Typical outdoor communicator. I get to keep the bag. You can order your own Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company beef jerky, DoveCreekWagyu.com. Wagyu's W-A-G-Y-U. That's DoveCreekWagyu.com. Best damn beef jerky.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
No.
No. Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke, now featuring the Hamptons.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms while still being the hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
This is Cam Jansen, and I'm telling you, the warm weather is here. You know what that means? You're probably going to have to take your shirt off at some point. Don't be that guy that has that large t-shirt that jumps in the pool with it. Don't be that guy. Sometimes it's tough getting up and forcing yourself to work out, and I'm telling you, if you don't have that drive anymore, you got to go get checked out at lowtusa.com. They got two places. They got a place in Chesterfield and in South County. All you got to do is go in and get your blood work done. Go get your blood work done by board-certified physicians. you'll get results that same day. And I tell you this, you might be suffering from low testosterone. If that's the case, you will feel a huge difference. You'll have that drive again. All you got to do is walk in one of the two locations, either South County or Chesterfield. Get your blood work done. It is covered by insurance. This is not a rich man's game. This is for the working man. I am telling you, lowtusa.com. It's a game changer, and I'll tell you this, it's a relationship changer too.
First, let's talk about the appetizers before we let you know where you can feast on them. When was the last time you had not just any stuffed mushroom, but stuffed jumbo mushrooms with Alaskan blue crab meat? How about pan-seared Greek saganaki fried cheese or thinly sliced beef tenderloin carpaccio with olive oil and a white truffle on top? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
Ma.
So join his partners and hear.
Another good example.
There's no fun left on the air.
Sexual intercourse.
Sexual intercourse.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 7th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. Yes, that Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. In just 15 short years, they have taken over the replacement window business. And it is possible for a replacement window to be better than the original window. Original window maybe was supposed to be good, but nobody pays attention when they build a new house because everything looks good and smells good and paint's fresh. And let's not even look at the windows. Now they're broken. Window World.
Hey!
All right. Whoo, that was nice and loud. At the control board, a man who can tell you just about anything you want to know about Great Britain, because he lived there for 19 years. He lived there long enough that he picked up an accent he cannot shake. No matter how hard he tries, he can't get rid of it. Oh, when he wants to, he can sound American, and he is American. He was born here. We're talking, of course, about the man who spent 10 of those years in Birmingham, England. That's right, the one, the only, Limestone Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to the audience.
Hello, everyone. Have a great weekend.
What is the deal with the way you're dressed today? This is the only time I wish people could see how you're dressed like
right,
a homeless guy.
Oh, right, because I'm wearing a hat on backwards, so I've got a t-shirt
that looks dirty
shorts.
And dingy and yellow.
Well, it's cleaned. It's freshly cleaned today, so there you go.
Well, it looks dirty and dingy and yellow. And
lights aren't even on.
Dan, the other place we work, he'd be thrown out. Remember the dress code?
Actually, I remember the other place. I wore a t-shirt there once, and I got an email saying, hey, please don't dress like this is a rock concert.
Need I say more? Yet you still insist on dressing like you're going to a rock concert for homeless people. It's a special rock concert, no charge. Homeless people welcome. Come on, you can take it.
Is Dan's band
Cat
playing
Stevens
on that?
Yeah, we are.
Dan's band's opening for that homeless concert.
What did you say, Cat Stevens?
Cat Stevens is opening up.
You know his real name?
Yeah, it is. It's Cat Stevens. His new one now.
This guy's name's not Cat Stevens.
Mohammed something?
Well, his name is not Cat Stevens.
What's his name then?
Well, now it's officially Yusuf Islam.
That's the one.
Yeah, that guy.
What was his original name before Cat Stevens?
I don't think anybody knows. Dog Catherine. Stevens. I don't... Catherine Stevens. Good. You say, whose voice was that? Who said that funny thing? Because that voice never says anything funny. Well, you're right. He did then. That would be Dan Strauss. He's the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
All righty. I'd like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're already working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason and get a complimentary second opinion on your portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
If I don't have time in the Playhouse, I'll mention it now that if only had a bridge from The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
The last Munchkin died last week.
That's right.
No. Jerry Marin, 95, I think. 98.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, he was the he was the kicking and holding the lollipops. He was that guy. Stop the music for a second. Remember when everybody said, well, you know, Mickey Carroll was the last Munchkin? There's always been this controversy, who was the last Munchkin? I think this is it.
Well, they're actually saying this is the last adult Munchkin because there were kids that were in
how
this.
Can you tell the kids?
I know.
I mean, how do you tell the kids from the adults?
I know.
They're all 3 feet tall.
That are some of them are still alive.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you. That was not rehearsed. Stack of Bibles under oath on a polygraph. That was not rehearsed. We just did that spontaneously. Wow, are we talented. Start the music again.
One person in the crowd clapped.
No, Tim, lots of people were clapping. You shut their microphone off.
Yep.
Joining us today in the studio, as he does many days, thinking somehow this will finally get his career off and running, he's wrong, it won't, is Bill Clevelin. He's in the house. He's going to do his segment in just a moment. Bill, say hi to everybody.
I blew it.
We're going to edit.
That's why my career will never be better.
No, you can't talk over the radio edit. Now we have to edit.
Man.
Now, Limey, now we have to edit again. Do it again.
Radio edit.
We're happy to have you. Start the music. We're happy to have him. Boy, did you see Limey look at you when you talked over his edit? Whew, you don't do that. Man. Start the music. Yeah. We're happy to have him in the studio again. Yes. You know, we never know when he's going to be here because sometimes, my goodness, he could be northbound or he could be westbound, southbound, or even... We are talking, of course, about Bill Clevelin. Bill, say hi to the audience.
Hello, audience.
See, he's not happy with himself because he knows he talked over your edit.
He messed up.
That edit's important. If you talk over the edit, you have to edit the edit. You can't do that. All right.
Thank you, Frank.
I talked to somebody the other day, and they said, yeah, they met Tim Woodburn. They said, he looked kind of tired. Well, you'd be tired, too, if you worked two full-time jobs. And they said, two jobs? Isn't he a newsman? I said, oh, yeah, he's a newsman, but he's also something else. That's right. Just like the late Jim Rockford, except for the really good-looking part, he's also a private... James Garner. No, not one of us in our dreams would look as good as James Garner. That guy was a handsome private investigator. And here's another guy who's also a private investigator. Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank.
You're welcome.
All kidding aside, I am a licensed private investigator, and if you out there in the listening audience have somebody in your life that just incessantly drives you nuts by asking questions and then moving on to another subject giving you the answer, somebody who like might want to know what Cat Stevens' first name really was, it was Steven Georgiou. If you need a private investigator to help you find out any questions going on in your life, please email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Frank's a private investigator.
Well, you laugh. Yes, I am. And proud of it, and good at it.
And hey, Dan, Frank says you're welcome. Yeah.
I limit my practice to females only. I want to make that clear. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, look over there. Just content and happy. Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Also happy and content. How could she not be? Because she's in heaven, and she barely made it. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
And Red Boy... He doesn't have time for that now. He's got a segment to... He wants Bill to write down all the places he's been where they had the best
cheese.
No, he can do that later. He can't do that now. Please give it up for Bruce Limperest and the All Boy Orchestra. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I don't get? He's on the monitor. We have a big monitor here in the studio. Bono. I don't get him.
Bono?
What is it with these people that have to be so political? You know, they got to get in. Sean Penn and Bono. What is the deal?
Because they've really got nothing else to do. And if you think about it, when was the last time Bono made a decent song? It's at least been 10 to 15 years.
I think
years.
They have plenty to do. They still tour. They still, you know, they get plenty. I just don't understand why they have to tell the world what to do.
They need to feel important and validated. And look at me going out here and changing the world, making it a better place.
Again, I don't get that. Why do you have to look any more important or feel validated than you already have by making a ton of money and being a big star? What else do you have to prove? You don't have to try to change the world or tell everybody how to think. I don't know. I don't know anything about Bono. I just know every time he pops up, it's like he's saving a country or something.
Wasn't his first name Sonny?
Don't. What did I just say?
It was too late.
Can I laugh now?
Edit, no. Edit that. He does not get that. Edit it out.
Radio edit.
Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Window World is, they're all over the country, actually, but we only concern ourselves with the Illinois side, the Missouri side, and the wonderful owners, Jim and John, who own those two franchises of Window World. It's their own people that come out and install the windows and take out your own windows, and the reason that's kind of a big deal, and they don't just hire strangers, get on the phone and go, yeah, you got somebody who's not busy, you can go out and put windows for us, is I sincerely believe we just had something stolen out of our house, and I think it was done by a subcontracted worker who came out to install something for another company, and everything points to this guy, and I can't prove it. But I don't know where they got him. He showed up at the house. He had on a shirt with the name of another company than the one he was putting in the product for. They used a guy who worked for all these different companies. My point is, Window World uses their people. And I've had emails from people expressing their delight and surprise and satisfaction with how, when they left, everything was cleaned up. There was no mess. Well, that's how it should be. Isn't that interesting that it's a surprise when there's not a lot of dust and shavings or parts or screws left over? Shouldn't be a surprise at all. It's the way it should be. Window World has become what it is for several great reasons, a couple of them being lifetime warranty and good housekeeping seal of approval, and just a flat-out great product and a great value. Thanks to the guy who we talked to a couple days ago who said, hey, I'm the guy that had 27 windows put in from Window World. Yeah, we love you. We need more people like you. But we also need those of you who need one window or two or three. Window World. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow.
That's not Bill singing. That's Johnny Cash singing. They sound alike, but that's Johnny. Bill, you'll hear what he sounds like in a moment. And he's brought to you by Window World, the people we just talked about. One more time for that website, windowworldst.louis.com. Here's Bill Clevelon.
Hey, thank you.
See, I don't care if you do this 200 times, it will still be funny.
Thank you.
It will still be fun. Not to Bill, but to everybody else. It's just funny.
This is why I'll be on the phone starting Monday.
Promise?
Yeah, I promise. So I want to talk a little bit about the state parks in Missouri. We are very, very lucky in this state. We have.
You know that if you get on the phone and you try to get another job somewhere, and you go, yeah, it's Bill Clevelon, they're going to go, who? You know that. Because you still haven't done, you've been here long enough yet to really establish who you are. You're going to stay with us a while. Just stay with us. Trust me, you'll be a huge star. Go ahead.
I don't believe that, but.
I'm here.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, Tim, you won't. So go ahead, Bill.
We're very fortunate in this state. We have a lot of amazing state parks. We have 56 state parks, which is pretty high. And we have also 35 historic sites, which are, they call them state parks sometimes, but over 150,000 acres of recreation opportunity throughout
the state. Do we have any parks in our state parks? Like federal? Are there federal parks? Is there such a thing? Is like Estes Park, Colorado, is that a federal? What is that?
There are, no, that's not a, there are national parks.
Okay, national parks.
Yeah, there are national parks. But these, here in the state of Missouri, we have 56 state parks.
So they'd be like, what, Queenie Park, Babbler, those are state parks?
No, those are county
parks.
Yeah,
you're kind of getting into
it. Oh, they are?
Yes, so St. Louis County has a ton of parks as well, but throughout the state, there are 56. And so anything you could think of, You want to go camping or hiking, bicycling, swimming, fishing, kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding. That's kind of a new thing that's a lot of fun that people are doing. You can do...
spelunking.
I don't.
That's cave exploring.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do that.
Is it Bambler?
I think you can.
Maybe you can.
Bambler's a state park.
You can do that. That sounds dirty, doesn't it?
It does a little bit.
Spelunking.
Yeah. It does a little bit.
He got his spelunk all over him.
In the cave.
She was covered in spelunk. After they came out of the cave, he spelunked all over her.
Limey's outfit looks like he's ready to go right after the show's over.
No, it looks like he just came back from spelunking.
Spelunking.
This is why I can't get a job anywhere else.
Yes,
right
it
here.
Is.
She can't got spelunking.
Right
here.
Can't put a demo tape together. Take an hour to edit all
yeah, the you're right. The very first state park in Missouri, Big Springs State Park, down in Van Buren, Missouri, was in 1924.
That's the one with the springs.
Sounds
big.
See,
springs. I got it.
I got it. You gave a bowling
I got
to a
it.
Park.
Holy no, there moly. Was a spring. Oh, big spring.
What's really cool, though, if you're looking and you haven't explored all these parks, Missouri, you can go to mostateparks.com. They have a really neat thing on their website. You click Find Your Park, and you can pick your criteria for what you want to do. So let's say you want to go swimming.
Don't go to Larry State Parks or Curly.
No.
Oh, my
God.
Go to Mo
no.
State Park.
You find a lot of things in Howard County.
What?
Nothing. What, that what, was their no, last what, name,
Howard. Why do you insist on taking something I did, which was hilarious, and ruining it?
One step further,
two steps
go
back.
Ahead, go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
And I wish I had the laryngitis back. Now.
So do we. Right so does the whole audience.
Right about now.
You speak for everyone.
Oh, Lord. So for the 12 people listening that are interested, if you go to moststateparks.com, they have this really neat thing. You click Find Your Park, and you can type in any of your criteria. So let's say you want to go kayaking in near Kansas City. You type those two, click on those two boxes, and it will pull up every state park in the area. Or let's say you want to go hiking near St. Louis. You click on hiking, and then St. Louis, and then all the parks will pop up. So it's really easy to find this stuff. And we're lucky that they are, I believe, almost all of them are absolutely free, which does not happen in most states. Most states, you have to pay a fee to go into the state park. So take advantage of that, because we're very fortunate to have quite a few great state parks in Missouri. If you want some more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I am Bill Cleveland, on the road, and in the studio for the last time.
Yeah.
590 The Fan.
All right.
Are you going to be out of town next week?
Will.
Oh, no, I'll be in town.
Oh.
He's just not coming in.
He's just not coming by.
He's upset.
Oh.
I'm not upset. Yes, he is.
No, I think he's serious. I think he's hurt. I think he's hurt. I think he's never coming in here again. Yes. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Larry Connors. That's the guy who comes on right after we scoot out of here. Let's see what he's talking
about.
He's
that elderly guy that walks around the halls, right?
Oh, no, he's not at all. What are you saying?
Oh.
What are you doing? What are you saying?
I feel like Frank's age. What do you mean?
Thank you, Bill.
Oh.
Why would you say that about Larry?
I don't know. I just said I thought
you have a mean streak. No, you have a mean streak. That's what my parents used to say. My mother said, he's got a mean streak. That's what you have. You have a mean streak. Larry is not elderly at all. Nothing. I got to be careful, I guess. So here's what Larry is going to talk about. Satellites, there are satellite images that show that North Korea has just destroyed a missile test site. So does this mean they're ready to get rid of nuclear weapons? Also, are we going to ever have to go through another 9/11 to get this country reunited? I think I know where Larry's headed with this. If you remember after 9/11, I bought them. Everybody bought them. The American flags. You put them on your car and the windows. We all were saying, yes, this great country. We lost that at some point, and hopefully it won't take 9/11 to get it back. But, man, I know what he's saying there. Colin Kaepernick claims that President Trump colluded with NFL owners to keep him from playing. What an idiot.
What?
Trump has got far more important things to do than to sit around and try to figure out a way to keep you out of football, you raving lunatic.
No, it's because you're bad. That's why you're not
playing. That's why you're not playing.
Yeah.
The rest of the crap you did to yourself. Is it true that in California there is now it's now against the law to do laundry and take a shower on the same day? If you want to know if that's true, And it very well may be, Larry will have those details later, that all has to do with water conservation. California is the most screwed up, messed up state and most beautiful state. And that's the tough part. It's beautiful, but it's just politically a disaster. There's a source that claims that President Trump is upset because he cannot watch porn in the White House.
No, there is. And my response to that is, well, who wouldn't be? He should be.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And speaking of porn, Stormy Daniels is promoting a new perfume. Get ready for the jokes. Larry Connors, 6 to 8 o'clock.
What's the name of the perfume?
You have to listen to Larry's show.
Spelunking.
See, if he's spelunking.
Yeah, he's 71 years old. He might not remember the name of her perfume after he said
Ooh.
That.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Whoa.
Well, you said he wasn't elderly. I just wanted to inform your public because, you know, he's old.
Wait, Larry just handed me a note. He just sent his runner in here with a note. Yeah. Tell Tim thanks for shaving 10 years off my age. okay, now lock the door.
Yeah,
lock it now. Now you can lock the door. Oh, boy. I got to be very careful how I do this one, but I will do it this way. When you give money to or participate in an event that's for charity, there's a reason that I'm suggesting this to you, and I wish I could go into details, but I can't. You know how sometimes you know something, and you know it for a fact, but you can't prove it?
How much detail can you go into?
Well, I'm about to, but when you know something and you can't prove it, something bad, but you can't prove it. Let's say you saw a murder.
Okay.
But you can't prove it. You don't have videotape. I saw him kill that guy. I go, well, prove it. You're really putting yourself out there. I will tell you for a fact, there are companies that will hold charitable events, and they'll ask you to participate, saying money raised will go to, and it's always something that'll tug at your heartstrings, something for children, something for cops, something for veterans, wounded warriors, whatever. You have every right to say, if I participate in this, I want to know, and I want some sort of document that states how much of the money raised is actually going to the charity. Because I just found out, by the way, do not email me and ask me for details on this. I can't share them with you. But I found out something that sickened me. And because of it, I'm just going to say, demand to know before you write the check. How much are you keeping and how much goes to the charity? And the reason I say that is this. If I go on there and say, well, we're going to have a carnival. It's going to be the first ever large morning show in the afternoon carnival. Tim's going to be there. Limey's going to be there. Bill will be there. Dan will be there. I'll be there.
Sounds fun.
It does. Come on out. And tickets are $20. And there'll be clowns and there'll be this and there'll be that. And a portion of the proceeds will go to pick a charity, just any charity. The problem with that is a portion of the proceeds legally could be 1%. They've not broken the law. We've not broken the law if we do that. Nothing illegal has happened. It's just despicable. Because when you hold an event in the name of a charity and you use that as the draw, and then you give them an embarrassing portion of the proceeds, to me that's not wrong. Not technically legally wrong. It's just wrong. So just do that. Will you just feel free to ask? I don't care what it is. Say, I'd like to know, and could you just provide me with something, some sort of statement, an email, whatever, send it to me, stating what percentage of the money you raise, and is it gross or net, actually goes to the charity. Just do that. You've probably noticed that anytime you see any president, whether it was President Obama or Bush or Clinton or Trump, when they show the motorcade, it's always GM, Suburbans, Cadillac. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah.
They're black.
Yeah.
I think I get the black. Black is intimidating. It would, you know, ice blue president's car or Suburbans wouldn't exactly frighten people.
I might be wrong about this, but isn't it kind of like why the Queen always wears bright colors? Like the motorcades are all black, so you can see them from high up, like in a helicopter or something, so you can always see exactly where they are. I thought that's why it was always like so black.
That could be, but I think it's an intimidation thing. Oh, right. I think when you see a bunch of blacked out vehicles, black windows, black, I think it's intimidating. Hmm. I don't know about the overhead. I've never heard that. I just think it's also interesting. Is that a contract? Does General Motors go, okay, here, we'll provide you with X number of limos for the FBI and the Secret Service? I just found that interesting. I'm glad it's Chevy. Landolf, I'm sure, is glad it's Chevy. But it's Suburbans. It's not Explorers. It's not Expeditions. It's not a Dodge product. It's GM, and it has been for years. And the president's car, well, they go, here, go back to Kennedy. It was a Lincoln. When he was assassinated, that was a Lincoln Continental. But then after that, it sort of became GM.
I remember eating at dinner at Matt's Steakhouse, which is right off Highway 44 in Rolla, Missouri, and Governor Jay Nixon was the governor at the time, and he was in there eating, and his entourage was leaving as I was walking in with a friend of mine. It was the same thing. I mean, everywhere. I mean, the lights flashing.
Yeah,
the governor's coming down the highway. Looking. You know, yeah. It was pretty cool.
It is. But would you agree? It wouldn't be quite as who if they were all white. It just wouldn't. There's something about it. The black. It's. I don't know. It's
powerful.
Stay away. Powerful. Which is what they want. They want you to stay away. I'm going to have more on this later. I've been on the phone the last two or three days with a really nice guy named Warren Patton. You go, that sounds familiar. Well, Russ Patton.
Dad, my first home run.
You know, that guy, the storytelling guy. I think it's his son, Ed Byerly. So I am going to rent, for my first time in my life, an RV to go to Canada in August with my two sons and two friends. We're going to go fishing. This should be interesting, and I should end up with some stories, but I've never rented an RV. And this will be, well, I guess the only word would just be interesting, and I'll keep you posted. But thank you. Thank you, Warren, and thank you, Russ. I could rent an RV, I guess, anywhere, but I chose as a loyalist to do everything I could to do business with somebody who has supported the radio business for years and years and years, and that's Byerly. Byerly is the most prominent radio advertiser in all of the RV business, and this business is grateful for that. What else? I mentioned Jerry Marin died, Last of the Munchkins, Lollipop Gill. He was in a little striped outfit, holding lollipops over his shoulder and a little goofy hat and kicking his legs. And then Dan tells me, oh, he's not the last. There were some child munchkins who were
last,
still alive.
They say he's the last adult munchkin. That's what
meaning adult at the time it was shot, I guess. Okay. Yeah. I talked about trapping animals for my grandson, and we put this trap out. And again, last night, caught another raccoon. And you just put some meat or something in there, and you set the trap, and catch it. It doesn't hurt them. But then I get an email from Mike Rizzo, and he had an interesting point. He said, what are you going to do when you catch a skunk?
Now,
he's got a great point, because I'm not going to go out there and let the thing out. If it sprays me, I'm going to stink for a year. What do you do? You can't get near it.
I know exactly what you do.
What do you do? Get a dart, get a vet or somebody, Dr. Doug, come out with a dart and tranquilize it?
If you want to do that, you can. I would recommend getting yourself like an old towel or a blanket or a bed sheet that you don't like anymore, because it probably will spray, but if it does, it's going to go all onto that blanket. Walk up to the cage, and then as soon as you get close enough, drop it on top and just open it a little bit at a time until you can see the gate. And let it out. That's how I got rid of it.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
You have?
Yep. I am telling you.
With a skunk?
With a skunk. And my heart was beating out of my chest the entire time, because the only thing I was worried about was stinking for the next month.
Oh, he did pest control.
Yeah. So
he was wearing that shirt when he did it.
Exactly. So you walk up with a blanket, and so it can't spray. You drop it over the cage, and you're set. You're good.
Bill just said something not nice about your shirt.
Uh-oh.
That's the shirt you put over the skunk cage. I think that's what he's trying to say.
You know, the shirt says, Limey's wearing an MTV shirt.
I know.
And when you were talking yesterday about IHOP changing to IHOB.
Right. International House of Breasts.
Right, IHOB. It reminded me of Pedro, the guy that was on that MTV show that was the AIDS activist.
I have no idea what you're talking
the
about.
The MTV show where they all got together, lived in the same house together, and they all
somebody had AIDS.
Well, that's how he said have. I hob.
Real world.
He said I hob. I hob AIDS.
I hob AIDS.
I hob AIDS.
Big brother.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. Look, you were an exterminator. Mm-hmm. People didn't hear that day. We talked about it. I'm going to have to go. The only other thing I think of was, he's shoot right, it. And it's possible we, well, no, if you shoot it, it's going to,
well, you
it's,
do the head.
As it's, well, but as it gets hit in the head, it's going to,
It's probably going to shoot. It's probably going to release its bowels, but it's not going to spray you.
Oh, but they stink so bad when they're hit on the highway or
Dan, that's I'm not going to take him out on the highway and hit him. He said shoot him in the head.
No, I know.
Because that's like the skunk is squashing the. The car is squashing the entire. So
you're
skunk.
Squeezing the stink out of it.
Exactly.
So you're as an exterminator. You tell him you shoot it in the head. He can't. It's over.
He'll probably poop himself because that's what all creatures do when they die.
If he doesn't die right away, he doesn't have one last.
It better be a good shot.
Yeah. For the Gipper. Yeah.
That's why I said go for the head.
I'm a good shot. I can do this.
What if you just get a long?
Here's the problem. It's a metal cage. I'm not shooting in the metal.
But a really long stick and open the cage.
No, that stick would have to be 50 feet long. If you're within 10, 15 feet of that thing, that skunk's going to spray.
Where does he spray from?
His butt.
It is from the butt?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he lifts his tail.
It's a little stink gland inside the butt.
Just make sure you face him as you approach him. And if he, is he going to turn?
Those things will whip around quickly.
I'm glad he emailed me that because now I'm thinking about this. And if I walk out and go, oh, we caught a skunk. I'm like, yeah, I'm calling Dr. Doug. I don't even have the guts to go up with a sheet or a thing because I'm afraid it'll penetrate it.
Call your wife out.
Can they
out of there?
Oh, you know what? That's a great idea.
Can they hold that in? Are they just releasing when they're upset?
Hey, real quickly. You know the joke that I have not told for a while. And the last time I told it, I got the nastiest email from this woman. Oh, man. Should I just tell it now?
Yeah, tell it. Tell it. Do it.
All right, ladies, get in here, please.
Awesome. Ooh, that's nice.
You talk about a last-minute change.
He looks so happy.
So, yeah, well, I enjoyed the hate. It was such a hateful email. I'll never listen to you again. So it's the story of it's a rainy, cold night, a miserable, damp, cold night. And a couple is driving out in the country, and there's an animal in the road, and it looks frightened and lost, and it's a skunk. And the guy's wife says, stop the car, stop the car. Don't run over the poor little skunk. He said, it's a skunk. She goes, no. I don't think they hurt you unless they're afraid or something. We're not going to scare it. We're going to save it from this miserable, cold, drizzly, sleety night. And he says, what do you think you're going to do? She says, I'm going to get out. I'm going to get the skunk. I'm going to bring it into the car and... let it get warmed up before we turn it loose again. At least let it get warm. He says, what are you talking about? Where? Where are you going to put it? She says, I'll just put him down between my legs. I'll let him just, sit between my legs and till he gets warm, and then we can release him. Her husband says, well, what about the smell? She says, he'll get used to it.
Traffic with Tori Lyon.
Traffic is brought to you by Rockwell Sonicrafter. Accident eastbound 270 at 367. It's blocking the right lane and jamming traffic at McDonald. Major delays out of the city this afternoon. Southbound 55, westbound 44, westbound 64, and westbound 70. And you can expect slow going in St. Charles County. Westbound 70, Route K to Route F. And westbound 4064, past Route K up to 70. This Father's Day, Rockwell makes it easy to find the perfect gift for Dad. The Sonigraph Multi-Tool, the world's most versatile and must-have for Dad. Visit sonicrafter.com or your local Lowe's. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Get in the game this baseball season at Hot Shots and their 11 area locations. Swing by for a great game day special, including the Cardinals Sampler Appetizer for only $5.99, along with great specials on Bud Family Beers, Redbird Shots, and Cardinal Bombs, sure to wet your whistle. Also, come play Cards Roulette during every game, and if they go deep, you win. Don't miss a second of the action at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, home of the St. Louis baseball fan for over 25 years.
I'm 70s heartthrob Doug Vaughn for Ragazzi's Restaurant. Oh, they have some fantastic food, and that's an understatement. Same family recipes for 61 years. They have the fast steam table lunches Monday to Friday for $8.95. Not sure there's a better deal in town than that. Try their 32-ounce frozen fish bowl, especially refreshing in this hot summer weather and available for filling with any of your preferred beverages. They have a Father's Day promotion. T-shirts reduced to $15 a piece with the purchase of a $25 gift card at Ragazzi's.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Russ Patton, your Byerly RV financial advisor. With the stock market gyrating precariously, we recommend diversification by turning your paper profits into something tangible, like that RV you've been dreaming about. Or you can hedge your bets by playing the spread and converting just enough cash to make a healthy down payment. And win either way. Disclaimer, plan fund is no guarantee of future fund if your paper profits disappear overnight.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trading.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trading.
Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com. Eureka, Missouri.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Dallas, Texas. Big D. What's the capital of Dallas? Is it Fort? What was it?
I think it's Austin.
Austin. You know, it is Austin. You're right. It is Austin, Texas. You can bring that music up. Just a, there you go. Mike Evans is standing by, but he would want me to tell you that he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other, and they're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. If you get to a point any day of the year and you can't think of what to get somebody, somebody graduated, somebody got a new job, somebody got a divorce, somebody got married, whatever, somebody turned 40, gift cards from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. There's nobody who won't appreciate that. They sell thousands every year. As I said, they're east of all the other stuff, closed only on Mondays. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. Here is Mike Evans.
All right, then here's what I'm going to do. We're going to give you two pop quiz questions, and I'm going to try to squeeze in 4 movie reviews real quick.
I don't like two pop quiz questions.
You don't?
No, I really don't. Just do one of them. Pick your favorite of the two. Today.
Name the name of the president who spent almost every night in the White House smoking cigars, drinking straight scotch, and playing high-stakes poker with his old high school buddies. Hmm. Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Harry S. Truman, Bill Clinton. Answer in a minute. 4 movie reviews. Hereditary. Best horror movie since The Exorcist. This film reinvents terror. It'll scare the hell out of you.
Really?
A true masterpiece, and it'll also make you laugh. You heard me. Laugh. Rated R, 2 hours long, 4 stars, Hereditary, opens tomorrow everywhere.
All right, I'll see that.
And it could be more, and it could be more different, but this movie is also 4 stars. It is Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
The documentary, Mr. Rogers and his award-winning kid show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. This is truly the best documentary you will ever see. Fabulous. 4 stars for...
Hold on. Best documentary you will ever see. That's a big statement.
Yeah. It was really touching. I really loved it.
Okay.
Next up is a follow-up. Ocean's 8 is a spin off the Ocean's movies, but instead of George Clooney and his men buddies, this is Sandra Bullock and her girlfriends, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Helen Bonham Carter.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
That is, I'm trying to think now what movie.
He was been with Tim
Burton's girlfriend.
Yeah, for years.
Okay, Fight Club. You seen that movie?
No.
Okay.
Also, Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, Sweeney
Todd. Didn't see that either.
All right.
Also, Rihanna's in this as well.
Really? Yes.
However.
And as always, however in life.
This movie just doesn't have the zip and the excitement that the guys' film has, but it's still very entertaining. Rating PG-13, 113 minutes, 2.5 stars.
You didn't mention Kristen Wiig. Is she in it?
No.
What am I thinking of?
Then? Ghostbusters. Or she's the villain in the new Wonder Woman movie.
No. I thought Kristen Wiig was in this. No, Mike?
Bridesmaids?
No. She's not in the... Wow.
No.
Okay.
We got 2 4-star movies and a 2.5-star movie. And the other movie is Hotel Artemis. Bizarre film set in Los Angeles in 2028 when new riots break out and we learn about the Hotel Artemis. A secret hospital that only cares for the worst criminals. A scary place with a lot of rules that nobody keeps. Stars Jodie Foster.
Is she in a movie?
No. As you've never seen her before, hardened, haggard, and playing an old nurse. Problem is, this movie sucks, and so does Foster. It's the worst thing she has ever done. Rated R, 93 minutes, 1 star. Mm.
I just don't see. Well, no wonder I don't see her playing Merle Haggard. I don't. Oh, she was Haggard. Oh, when you said she was Haggard, you. Oh, okay. I get it.
I was on.
I like looking over Tim Woodward trying not to laugh, but sometimes he laughs anyway. But he's mad at himself because he laughed because it was not that funny.
I'm worried if I don't laugh, I'll get fired.
No, I can't fire you. You're the only guy in here I don't pay. I can't fire you. I think you're secure. Well, I could get you fired, I guess.
Please do.
Hey, what am I thinking with Kristen Wiig, though? Honestly, I could have sworn that she was in that Oceans thing. No, she's not. Boy, I'm losing it then. I need to go figure out what it was.
Sandra Bullock's, her character is Danny Ocean's sister.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's, yeah.
George Clooney's sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much time do I have?
You have 3 minutes.
Oh,
no, you have 2.5 minutes.
I got a quick music scoop for you, just for your information. I've been boycotting the Grammys for years and because of the rumors that it's fixed. Also, I don't know half of the people that are on the Grammys. And the charities are a little squirrely, and now the IRS would like to look at some of these charities the Grammys say they have. Well, we got time, so I'm going to actually do it. Just bear with me. The first pop quiz question, who spends all of his time in the White House smoking cigars, drinking straight scotch, playing high-stakes poker with his old high school buddies, Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Harry Truman, or Bill Clinton?
I'm going to go Woodrow Wilson.
I'm going to go Truman.
Roosevelt.
I don't think it's Clinton. I think it may be a trick. We're not supposed to say it's Clinton, so it is Clinton. So I'm going to go, the guy I see doing it is Harry Truman.
It is Harry Truman.
Yeah!
One bonus question for you.
Here you go. Today, I want you to name the name of the president who was a sheriff before being president, actually pulled the trap door and hung people.
Ooh.
This president also had a tumor removed from the roof of his mouth, and you can see this tumor is on public display at a museum.
I don't care to see
that. A tumor?
That was Bill.
A tumor.
That was Bill Clinton.
The size of a walnut. Harry Truman, Grover Cleveland, Ulysses S. Grant, or William Howard Taft?
I'm going to say Truman.
I'll go Taft.
Taft.
I'll say Grover Cleveland because Grover sounds like a name of a guy who would have a tumor.
You can see this tumor the size of a walnut at the Mutter Museum in Philadelphia.
Hello, Mutter.
Hello, Father.
Hello, tumor.
Here I am at Camp Granada.
It's going to rain at the Preakness this Saturday. I'm taking a horse that's a Mutter because his Mutter was a Mutter.
So who was it?
Answers Grover Cleveland. There you go. There you be. Everybody have a great weekend. Catch y'all flip. I give it last. Hey.
2 out of 2 for me today.
Well done.
Dude, I feel good about that. Grover Cleveland. We never hear anything ever about Grover Cleveland. Remember, it's just he was on the list of people who were president.
Is anybody ever called Grover anymore
in this day and age? I don't think so. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant at the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Gift cards, always a good idea. They're closed only on Monday. Now, that's down in Chesterfield Valley, and also down in Chesterfield Valley is Amini's. Amini's is in the heart of Chesterfield Valley under that building with a copper top, that round building. It's got a copper dome on it. honest to goodness, folks, if you have never been in a Meanies, please just do this. And I don't even mind saying do it for me, because you'll end up doing it for yourself. You may go in there for me. You'll stay for yourself. And if not right then, down the road at some point, there's going to be something in a Meanies you're going to see and go, all right, we're getting that. We are. It's one of those kind of stores where you go, we have to have that. That will change our entire house if we put that in there. It could be a beautiful area rug that's handmade or machine made. It could be a pinball machine. It could be lighting from the Jaffe Lighting Collection. It might be beautiful outdoor patio furniture or beautiful indoor furniture. It could be all kinds of things. They have lots of just great stuff. You're going to love this place. Please check the website on a regular basis. A lot of money to be saved there. AMINIS.com. We're out of here. Thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it. Thank a police officer every chance you get. And have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and your mind miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9 of the Fan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.